Wow, the view is great up here. Your Excellencies, colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, I'm really delighted and honored to have the opportunity to speak and to offer our enthusiastic support for the recommendations of this statement. Let me say that one of the themes that kept on recurring in many different manifestations throughout the forum was the deep and multifaceted connections between science and democracy. And it came up in the Arab Spring discussions, but it came up in just about every session that we have. And so it's particularly moving to me to be standing in a chamber of democracy and having the chance to very briefly tell you what some of my thoughts are. You know, UNESCO was founded in a very trying time for humanity. We'd just come out of World War II. And the recognition was that in order for humanity to not go through such a thing again, some of our most important assets are education, science, and culture. And so the United Nations founded UNESCO explicitly to build peace in the minds of men. And I believe that our mission is more valid than ever in this time. And I can say that the science sector at UNESCO is deeply committed to continuing to embrace the responsibility of more effectively targeting science in service of society and in service of peace. In that regard, it's very interesting to actually go back and look at the documents that our predecessors wrote. The first Director General was J.B. Huxley, the first ADG of science, in whose footsteps I'm so honored to follow, was Joseph Needham. And so when they were writing about these issues, you'll see these incredible resonances of many of the themes that we're talking about, with different names. For example, the word capacity building was not used. They talked about the periphery principle, building science in the periphery. But all of the things that were similar in that time, they're easy to point to, and perhaps not too surprising. They were described far more eloquently in those days, by the way. But there's some things, of course, that they would not have been able to predict. They would not have been able to predict the degree and the urgency of the challenges facing the planet. The whole idea of the Anthropocene, that we're actually changing the whole dynamics of the Earth system, would have been unpredictable. Even though we have a long way to go, the rapid rise of women in science wouldn't have been something that they would have thought of. The fact that hundreds of millions of people have been lifted out of poverty would have been probably a very big surprise. The dynamics that we've talked about of the changing landscape, many aspects would be a surprise. But again, the central elements of the founding of UNESCO remain a treasured constant. And I must say that in spite of the fact that UNESCO is going through some challenging times, I can personally guarantee you that we will redouble our efforts in the connection between science and society, and in particular this really valuable work of science and parliaments. So that's my promise to you from this podium, and gosh, it's been a wonderful forum. Thank you so much to the Hungarian Academy of Sciences.